are the light of the world. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord. You have given us light and life, and we are grateful for it. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for coming into this earth as a baby. You could have come the other way. You could have broke through the sky. You could have come in anthem and majesty, but you chose to come as a baby, Lord, and we're grateful for that. So we could know what we could be, who we were, and we're so thankful for that, Lord. We're so thankful for this Christmas season. We're thankful for your birth. We're thankful for everything you're birthing even now in this time. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Except for those of you who need prayer, if you'll come down here, I'm going to pray for you right now. Glory to God. Anybody need prayer this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Come on down here. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says you can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And so we fully expect that. We fully expect for the anointing to remove that burden and destroy that yoke. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I was telling the group early this morning, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Resist him. Just resist him right now. He's going to leave you right now. The anointing's going to remove that right now. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Receive in the name of Jesus. Right there. Y'all come up on them a little bit. Come up on them. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Just take that away in the name of Jesus. Take it away. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Receive, receive. Yeah. Thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Total manifestation of healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Do you have a brother? You don't have a brother? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Keep hearing the word brother. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Watch him in Jesus' name. Receive your healing from the top of your head to the soles of your feet in the name of Jesus. Do you have a brother? You do? You have two brothers? Well, and that's your wife. That's right. Okay, here we go. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, for those two brothers, we call them straight into the kingdom of God, into their place, everything God has for them, and to bless them in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, clear out those lungs now. Clear out the throat in the name of Jesus. Healed right now. Take it right now. The clearing. Yeah, yeah. Right there, right there. Thank you, Lord, for it. Right now in Jesus' name. Healed in Jesus' name. Take it. Cleared out in the name of Jesus. Right now. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you for healing, Lord. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Give God some glory, church. Make some noise in here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, guys. Praise God. How many of you are here today? Are you really here? All right. See, all the noisy people are traveling. So, Margaret, I need you to be extra loud today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Are you having a good Christmas season?
Yes.
We're going to have a party tonight. It's going to be fun. Now, the kids, Miss Nina has, she's been guiding the children through a Christmas program that they're going to be doing here tonight at 6 o'clock. And you and I are going to, we're not going to preach tonight or anything. We'll do that on Christmas Eve. But what we're going to do tonight is I just have a little fun thing for us to do. So you're going to love it. because you get to be a part of the Christmas story. Now, having said that, I'm not asking any of you to get up and give speaking parts up here, okay? So don't stay away because you think we were going to put you on the stage. No. Now, just for fun, how many of you were ever in a Christmas play? Look at that. Hollywood, huh? Praise the Lord. God is good. Let's say, where's Manna? Oh, Manna. Oh, your husband will have to take your place today. Let's give away some gifts. Praise the Lord. You ready?
Ready.
All right. Glory to God. 291. Here we go. Okay, come on up here, Miss Pat.
All right, girl.
You may receive something from the tree, which is really from Jesus. And you have to open it in front of everyone. Because remember, these are things that we like. She's picking them all up and shaking them. She's just like a kid. Okay, well, let's see. It's probably two bricks. What? Okay, I will help you if you need me to.
Yes. Do you have a pocket knife?
I do. I don't have to go get it, though. Maybe I do have to go get my pocket knife. Hold on. Y'all think I'm kidding, but I do have one right here. Here we go. Big pocket knife. Always remember, church, to take these off before going through the TSA. Because Deb has given them a bunch of them. Just kidding, Deb, sorta. Oh, Pat, you are so blessed. Okay, check it out. Straps! You know what they are? Okay. Yeah, you tie down stuff. Yeah.
I know that because of my husband.
See, he's going, yes! All right. 284. Ronald. Oh, this is Kim's. Okay. Oh, so that's what the people in the back are doing. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah, don't put it back in there.
No, ma'am.
You need my pocket knife? You got one, I'm sure. This is the only time you'll see knives open in church, ladies and gentlemen. Well... So the funniest thing about, we have a leadership Christmas party that y'all want to know about. Every year, somebody brings a blanket or a knife. Every year. What you got? Oh, hooks and hangers.
For the garage.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Best present still under the tree. Okay, 282. All right, quit preaching and get on up there.
She has what she says.
She loaded and locked. She got the good one. Everybody needs this. This is the gift right here. No, it's not money, but it's
close. Ooh, honey. A 6-ounce filet.
That's right.
Yeah, baby.
The tenderloin.
Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, that's a good one. Thank
you. All right, you're welcome. Okay. 285. I'm sorry. 265. Come on, MJ. Yeah, I don't care. Okay, hey, that's a good gift for you. You'll like that.
My great-granddaughter will love the bag.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay, check this out now.
Cool. I'm seeing this on TV.
Okay, awesome. So it's a star tool. It looks like a snowflake, but it's got screwdrivers and all kinds of stuff on it. Huh? It is cool, isn't it? All right, now. This next prize is pretty amazing too. Looks like 288. Wait a minute. Haven't you been up here before?
No.
Kidding.
But I was rooting for her because every time she called her number.
Oh. Okay, well you won anyway. That's what you get for being for somebody else, isn't it? Actually, we're going to do one more. We have one right here we're going to do. But now, this is really, really important to have in your kitchen. Remember I told you it's my favorite things. If you haven't ever used this, you have to use this. Oh, she knows what it is. Now, that's good, isn't it?
Very good.
Now, if you put that on a ribeye, that's the secret right there. You know who taught me that? Those of you from Lockhart? Mike McComb taught me to use that. Remember Mikey?
I do.
Yeah, so we'd go over to his house and he'd make a steaks. That was on there, so I came home and bought some. All right, we have one more gift is sitting right here. And it is number 271. All right. I think that's it. Thank you, Art. And here comes Art. Art, this is Art.
Art and Art.
Art and Art. No, actually, your wife's going to like it more than you, but...
Just like me, comes with a lifetime warranty.
There you go.
Ooh, babe.
You would like.
You got matching silver bars.
Stainless steel bars.
There's measuring things on the side of them. They're cool. It's important, isn't it?
It is.
Us kitchen people, we like that kind of stuff. All right. Merry Christmas. Praise the Lord.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Let's open our Bibles to Matthew 2, verse 1. We like to have a little fun, give some gifts away. Praise God. I know all of y'all will have all of mine under the tree by tonight. And no, I'm kidding. Praise the Lord. Jesus is our gift. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 2. Are you there? I don't hear any pages. Y'all must just open up to that, huh? All right. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." Okay, and then verse 9 here says, 9 through 11, when they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. That kind of sounds like a song. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So, guys, these were not three little fellas riding a donkey, bringing little cigar boxes of, chocolate gold cover and, you know, stuff like that. That's not what it was. These guys had a reputation of bringing, they come with camels loaded down with gifts. These guys are king makers. They're very important in the Middle East there. People respect them and look up to them. And the scholars say there were probably about 50. So that's kind of difference between we three kings of the Orient, right? It's different. So now what you have to understand about gold, frankincense, and myrrh is these are the commodities, the precious commodities of the day, much like gold is today. Gold is still like that. And so they knew the Messiah would come. Now, what was going on with them? Well, they did study the stars. They were into astrology, not astronomy. They were into astrology. So they followed the stars. But they had some help because from generation to generation, there had been people passing down that a Messiah would end up showing up. And guess who passed that down? His name was Daniel. And so Daniel was considered one of the wise men when he went over into Babylon. And so he was able to pass down generation to generation what would come. So that scriptural knowledge. So they wanted to find the King of Kings. And so the wise men actually came in and provided for Jesus's first mission because Herod was about to try to come in and kill all three of them. And so they had to escape to Egypt. And so now they're funded to go where they need to go. And so they safely escaped to Egypt. Now, two things here. First of all, when we worship our king, we should worship our king with something that costs something. Never just tip God.
Amen.
Amen. Never tipped him with the leftovers. Don't be like Cain. Be like Abel. Let me read you Genesis right here. It says, Genesis 4, 1 through 5 says, "And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, 'I've gotten a man from the Lord.' And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground." Now, church, there's nothing wrong with being a tiller of the ground. A lot of people just go the other way on this, but listen to me. Listen to these words in this scripture. "And in the process of time, okay, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground and an offering to God." So in the process of time, or in the end of his season, in the end of the harvest season, he's bringing God something. But listen to Abel. Abel, he also brought of the firstlings. So he brings something first to God of the fat thereof. "And the Lord had respect for Abel, for his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect." So God, it's not that God didn't respect the vegetables. God didn't respect the bringing it at the end with the leftovers. God expects the first and the best. Why? Because he wants to give you the first and the best. Amen. So he expected the best. So we want to make sure that we always keep in our hearts that at offering time, we're not tipping God. Right. We're not just throwing something in the bucket. We're honoring the Lord God with what we sow into the kingdom. And then number two, know that just like Jesus, who had this mission on the earth, that just like Jesus, he's going to provide for your mission. He's going to provide for you. When you give to God, he returns back in a harvest. Seed time and harvest will always be the plan of God. And so where God guides, God provides. If God guides you to do something and you know it's his will, then he's going to bring forth the provision. He'll always do that. So let him guide. Let him show you what to do. Breakthrough is here. How can you be in on breakthrough? How can you? Respect God enough not to just tip him, and also give him the biggest, the best, the first. Bless him with that. And then this. Believe he's your provider.
Yes.
Believe he is. He can give you the very best business you've ever had. He can give you the very best finance, the very best job. He can take you from having nothing to having everything you need and being debt-free on top of that. Amen. And I'm a witness of that. I thank God for that. Father, we thank you for every tither and every giver. We thank you, Lord, that we're in good company here, that we have wise people here. Wise men still give gifts. And we thank you, Lord, for the giving of the gifts today. We thank you for the tither. The devourer is rebuked. The windows of heaven are open. The blessing is working in our lives today. And Father, we thank you for the anointing on the seed that we sow. Father, thank you that we will discern our harvest properly. We'll discern it. We'll discern when it's coming. We discern the season, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless you for it. We thank you for good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shall men give into our pockets. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, brothers. Praise the Lord. God is good. Money comes to the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can text to give to BCHL and the amount you want to give, 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. You can put it in an envelope. If you write a check, you do not need to use an envelope. And you can see there how to give online. If you'd like to give online, there are several ways to give. And we do not take that lightly. We appreciate every gift. Thank God for it. Amen. We're believing for a windfall for Victory Church right now in Jesus' name. We're going to get a windfall here. We have things to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the way, I'd like to ask you, some of you are giving to the building fund. Would you please, if some way possible, designate whether you mean this building or the future building? Okay? Because we are just about to remove these skylights and get a new floor. And so we need to know whether you're, which one you're contributing to. So if you just find a way to let us know, okay? Praise the Lord. I'm believing we're going to have a new floor in the church before September. All the way through, same floor. All right. Praise the Lord. We're going to tear all this out and move forward. And we have to take the skylights out because they like to drip. Praise the Lord. Okay. when it freezes, they get condensation. Oh, yeah. The roof's not leaking, but they get condensation, and so they... Yeah, y'all know about that stuff. Praise the Lord. I'm sure everyone out there wanted to hear about that. Now, Matthew 1:18. Matthew 1:18. Let's go there. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Amen. How many of you believe that I can actually go for 40 minutes next Sunday?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I went home and checked the timing from Wednesday night. It was 42 minutes, I'll have you know. Manna. Praise God. I believe I can. We'll put a time clock up there. All right. So, Matthew 1:18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which she has conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn, and he called his name Jesus. Now, I want to call your attention to verse 22. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord, of the Lord, by the prophet, saying. It was spoken by the prophet. Now, how many of y'all know that God is a planner?
Yes.
God is a planner. He said over in Jeremiah that he had a plan for you and that was good and not evil. It was a plan that you would love. That's what he said about you, that he had good plans for you. Miss Billy says, oh, what a planner. Oh, what a plan. You're quoting it back to me. That's precious. So there's something very important about plans. God is a planner. They have to be spoken, and many times they have to be written. Is that right? When you make your plans, it's kind of important that you have the plan. You write them down, you speak them, you have to bring them forth. Well, God has plans. He had plans here. He had plans before Lucifer ever fell.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Jesus volunteered to come and redeem us before the foundation of the world. You remember at Easter, I tell you this every single year, that on Palm Sunday that Jesus actually scheduled all of the events, everything that was going to happen to him, he scheduled them with the sacrificing of the lambs on the Passover day, right? So it was a picture that could be easy to see that he was the Lamb of God slain.
Wow.
... before the foundation of the world. It was a plan. It was scheduled. It was perfect. It presented a picture. Everything was laid out clearly so that the plan of God could come to pass. Well, Christmas was planned. It was prophesied. It was fulfilled. Everyone had to be in place. Prophetic promises had to align. Everything had to align up. Even that star, which they say was two planets, had to align up. And when they did, I believe that the second they were fully aligned, that's when Jesus came through the matrix right there. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. So it's so important to be in the plan. And the characters then that we see in the Christmas story had to come about. They had to come in, be born into the earth. And they had to be right in their place so that they could fulfill their plan in the Christmas story. And listen, hell couldn't stop it. Listen, hell's kingdom is real, but inferior in every way. It's inferior in every way. The soul of Israel back then, it was so suppressed. There was hopelessness. They needed a Messiah. But God had this mega event, I'll call it. He had a mega event planned. He was planning for a massive change on the earth. Walk with me. The miraculous birth of Jesus shows it was time for the kingship of Jesus to be introduced into a new way. He's coming into the earth. It was time for the kingdom to be revealed. And the moment had come for God to be with us. God was coming into the earth to be with us. This was a plan, I'm telling you. So Holy Spirit hovered and birthed a new thing. Now, I keep saying this to you. It all had to be in place. So it took every generation to get this miracle in place. In fact, you can go all the way back. Abraham had to come in, had to obey God, and he had to make sure that the lineage began. Think about that. And then the prophets had to prophesy all the happenings. And then we see that way before Jesus was born, the Magi, way before. Listen, the Magi didn't take a train. It started back with Daniel. He would tell them, you guys, I need y'all to quit acting up in here. Praise the Lord. Okay. So just listen up, or you might want to go stand out in the back. All right. Now, so here we have the Magi. Daniel has told them what's going on. They pass it on for years. So then when the thing comes and it happens, they set out about the time the Virgin Mary conceives.
Wow.
Amen. They had a long way to go. But they did it. But see, now all of these things were planned. Think about the fact that Daniel goes into exile and that ends up being part of the plan. God turned what the evil into good and ended up raising all these wise men to do all these things. I mean, think of all that happened along the way. That's amazing. See, you might as well just know that all along your way, if some things look like they got a little off course, God could still use what was going on and bless some people along the way. Yeah, it'll be all right. Amen. Be all right. Praise the Lord. So, and then what about Simeon and Anna? They're coming to the temple. Anna actually stayed there. But Simeon's coming to the temple every day, year after year after year after year, waiting for the birth of the Messiah. But they're not just waiting, they're praying. Can I tell you that God has plans for prayers? He has plans for the prayers that they are going to pray in the Messiah. Yeah. And so Simeon is praying in the Messiah. Walk with me. I'm trying to tell you something about today. He's praying in the plan of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so then we have who? Elizabeth and Zechariah. They have to birth a prophet. They have to birth the prophet that is actually going to prophesy and clear out the path, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, who brings up the valleys, who takes down the mountains, and will actually build a path for Jesus to walk through his ministry. So it took those two people, two old people that didn't even know they could have kids. But it happened. It happened, and John the Baptist was born, and he went forward. And then let's talk about Mary for a minute. Mary's parents and grandparents actually brought her up so that she could be called upon to accept this mission. So listen, you may not know this about Mary, but she went to temple school. She was a person sold out to God. And her parents, Joachim and Anna, they're wealthy people there in the city. And they sent her to school, and they actually used their wealth as resources for the kingdom of God, for the work of God. That's what they did. And so some say that Joachim was a scroll scholar. Now, so we would say he's a man of the word. He's a man of the word. He's in the word all the time. My understanding is in the place where they were, it was a place that held a lot of the scrolls and, like we would say, books. And the Sanhedrin would use those books all the time. Well, he was a part of that. And so his life was centered around Scripture. So Mary's just not some little teenage girl that God said, well, she looked kind of cute. I'll pick that sister. No, this is someone who was in the plan, raised up in the plan. God said, I'm going to pick her. They're going to raise them up. Listen, she had grandparents that actually lived in Jerusalem behind the north of the temple, behind the wall back there. And it's by the Pool of Bethesda. Possibly Jesus, remember when he went to the Pool of Bethesda? He may have been on his way to see his great-grandparents.
Wow.
Let the story get real here. That's what was happening. So these also, they're scriptural people. They're sold out. So the great-grandparents, the grandparents, Mary, they're all sold out to God. Don't give up on your kids, church. Don't give up. They're in the plan of God. If you're here today, your kids are in the plan of God. They're going to fulfill the plan of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then, of course, we know, well, let me tell you this one more thing about them. Joachim and Anna, they were older and they were barren too. A lot of people don't know that. They prayed the same way, Anna prayed the same way Hannah prayed and said, if you'll give me a child, I'll dedicate them to the Lord. So Hannah dedicated Samuel, as we know. Yeah. Anna dedicated Mary. So she's already dedicated to do the work of the Lord.
Wow.
Now, we have baby dedications here.
Yeah.
And we didn't dedicate Paisley for nothing.
No.
We dedicated her for the work of the Lord and many of the children here. Praise the Lord. We're going to dedicate itty bitty Bobby. Yeah. Presley. Amen. I'll start calling her name. Presley. Praise the Lord. She's going to be dedicated. I mean, listen, it's all flowing in the plan. It's in the plan. And then Joseph had to do the same thing. Listen, Joseph wasn't some poor old carpenter. Joseph is from the lineage of David. He has royal blood. By the way, Mary had royal blood as well. She's from the lineage of David. But Joseph is this, he's not some poor carpenter guy. He has a thing kind of like Salvador has. He has a company. He's moving in a company and he does artisan type work. Yeah. He does quality good work. And so he was probably expensive to hire. Who knows? But they were wealthy people. These weren't little broke people with dirty feet. Okay. So you got to get that out of your thinking. He was a versatile artisan. Now, so, custom products, by the way, the word where it calls him carpenter in that language is tecton. Mm-hmm. Tecton. That has to do with technology. Amen. And then the next thing we see in the plan is that the birthing place was ready. The manger was not a manger. The manger was the manger. It was selected on purpose for the plan. Joseph and Mary get to town. She goes into labor. They're knocking on the innkeeper's door and they're saying, we don't have any room for you. They're not just saying we're full. We don't have any room for you. They're saying we don't have any room for you because we see you're in labor right now. And Jewish law says when you're in labor, you have to be moved away from other people. So she couldn't give birth in the hotel there, the Bethlehem Holiday Inn or whatever. She couldn't do that Bethlehem Marriott. That's better. Oh, I got it. Bethlehem Bonvoy. Anyway, she couldn't do that because she had to be put somewhere else, right? Because of the Jewish law. So they back up, they start going back out of town looking for things, and they remember this place just outside of town, and so we have a manger scene at the house, we have all that, but we have that little wooden structure. No, that's not what it looked like. They weren't in some kind of little wooden thing. They were actually in a little cave-like area, stable thing, that was under what we call the Tower of the Flock. So, now the Tower of the Flock, those are birthing rooms for lambs. And it's a very clean place. And by the way, the donkey wasn't in there when Jesus was born, okay? I will not say it, no. Okay, so, all donkeys outside. Do what you want to with that. Now, but it's all clean in there because these shepherds would go in there and these weren't just your regular shepherd guy. These are ordained shepherds that raise the temple lambs. And so they have to, that's why they swaddled them. They had to keep them from hurting themselves because they had to do actually what we talked about in the offering word. They had to keep these lambs in perfect shape just like Abel did. They had to be all wrapped up and perfect. So they would take them into this birthing room. Now the Tower of the Flock, the tower part, they stood on watch because there were sheep snatchers in those days. And so someone would watch and protect, but underneath that thing, they went in there, they found a place to stay, and the Lamb of God was birthed in the manger. So that's the picture. Do you see it? Yeah. It's a picture. He was birthed in the same place the sacrificial lambs were birthed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the shepherds then, yeah, I'll just give you something for fun here. That place out there, Rachel is buried out there somewhere. You know who Rachel is? Yeah. Who is she? Come on, class. No. Who is she? Who'd you say? No, you had it, did you? Yeah, Rachel. Yeah, okay. Right, okay. So, she was a shepherdess. Isn't that interesting? I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said, but yeah, you had it right. Praise the Lord. So, when she passed, he came over there and supposedly he pitched his tent near the place she was buried. But then if you back way up in history, the land actually belonged to Ruth and Boaz. Yeah, they were back at that time. So interesting, that place, that's where they all, you know, I don't exactly know how that went, but that place had a plan all along. I'm going to tell you, your place has a plan.
Yes, it does.
Your place has a plan. Wherever you are has a plan. This city has a plan.
Yes.
This space right here, this 10,000 square feet right now has a plan. It's being used to cradle the will of God right now.
Yes.
God is doing it. Your place has a plan. Even if you're renting a place, that rented place, if you're in it, it is in the plan.
Right.
Yeah, it is. Amen. Yes. Because you're there. So now, so the shepherds were there and, they understood. Now you understand now since they were there and they were met by the angels, right? They had this understanding of what was really going on. They knew exactly where to go when the angel said, "You'll find him in swaddling clothes." Swaddling clothes. Oh, tower of the flock. It wasn't, so they didn't have to run around from stable to stable. Is he here? Is he here? Is he? No, they're like, that's exactly right. They said, wow. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So they were used to this because twice every day they rotated units out and took the 6-mile walk to take the temple lambs into Jerusalem. So this is very familiar to them. So this is what we could say. Jesus, our Passover lamb, was born in a place where other sacrificial lambs were born. He was wrapped up as a sign. This was a sign to the shepherds. And as soon as they were told where the sign was, they knew exactly where to go. Amen. The angels, of course, they were in the plan. They knew to come and give good tidings of great joy. Praise the Lord. And they were there to guard the birth as well. So the realm of the kingdom of heaven was birthed into the earth. Now, it's interesting to note then, if we back up about everything I just said to you, it's interesting to note that the whole family and a whole bunch of people had to be in the right place at the right time to get the kingdom of God into the earth.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. So, not just families, but every generation. And so now at this Christmas, there's something that we need to be aware of. We right now are closer to the coming of the Lord Jesus than ever before. We are here for such a time as this. We are in the early days of the Great Awakening. And this is going to be the greatest thing that ever happened on the earth. And including the birth of Jesus, this will be it. But I'm going to tell you something. The plan has to be right, and everything and everybody need to be in place. Now, that just made me think about the prophetic word that came forth this morning about the sanctuaries. Amen. That was interesting. God said he was, what did he tell me it? Tailor-made sanctuaries.
And then we are the sanctuaries of worship.
We are the sanctuaries of worship. That he was making things tailor-made. So he dropped that right into the middle of our word here. How about that? Did you know you're tailor-made right now? Right now. Right now. Praise the Lord. And God, I'm just somebody dropping by the church. I'm trying to learn about Jesus. No, you're more than that. You have a call. You have a call. God has called you to do some things. You know, today the whole world is just suppressed and hopeless, just like Israel was back then when the Messiah was born. They needed a heavenly invasion. We need a heavenly invasion. And now you have come to this appointed time. You're not... You've come... It's just time for another supernatural mega event to occur, and it's going to occur. The kingdom of darkness will not stop it.
Right.
And we're all involved in this.
Amen.
Jesus You're going to see Jesus' kingship manifest in new ways. It's going to rise exponentially into new places, new ways, new renewed sons and daughters of all generations. You're going to watch the babies prophesy. You're going to watch the old men dream dreams. You're going to watch the young men see visions. You're going to watch people. I would say this to you, but I'm going to say it like God said it to Gideon, or he told us about Gideon. I would say you're going to put on God, but I would change that to God's going to put on you. He put on Gideon like a glove, the scripture says. He's going to put you on like a glove, and he is able to do what he needs to do through you. Amen? So new levels of reigning power will reach into the governments of the nations, and you need to believe that. Dictators, hierarchies, family dynasties that run with the camp of Beelzebub, and those who run demon errands will be confronted and stopped by the power of Almighty God. It's coming. It's rolling to an end.
That's right.
Amen. God's going to be releasing new anointings and gifts, and they're going to be on an accelerated level. The gifts of the Spirit will begin to work at 100%. We're going to get it, and it's part of a plan. The new flow of the Holy Spirit will cause the expansion of God's kingdom in ways and displays like never before seen on this earth. And as it says in the song, and it all comes down to you.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here, and you may not really, really, really believe that, but it does.
Yeah.
It comes down to you.
Well,
I'm just, you know, along for the ride. You better get over those thinking.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because it comes down to you. The responsibility of all the things, of all those generations that I just talked about, that I just was talking about just a few minutes ago, how we had to have prayer, how we had to have anointings to do certain things. It's all coming down to us. All these things have to be in place. The right players in place. The right people, let's say it like this, birthing certain things. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And children's. Amen. All right. So, church, you were not picked out of a pile.
Right.
Okay. Okay. No. You're in the plan.
Right.
You're in the plan. You know, Jesus said to the woman at the well, he said, if you just knew who you were talking to. I wonder if we know the true significance of Sunday, December 17th, 2023, sitting in here together, pulling on the anointing right now. I wonder if we truly know how much God is trying to call us to a plan. I wonder if you know that, or you're just waiting for the service to be over. I wonder if you really know what he's doing today. He's got you in a plan.
Yes.
You're like, well, you know, I'm not a preacher, and I'm not, no, no, no. You do what you do on the earth, what God called you to do on the earth.
Yes.
You preach through that.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It's good. It's good to do what you're called to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just wonder how many people are just like, oh, yeah, that was pretty good. There's a plan. You're being called to the plan. Thank you for it, Lord. If you could see it, your future would just start growing brighter right now. Just right now, it'd start growing brighter. God knew how to put people together to birth dreams. He knows how to do it. He knew how to do it. He's doing it today. He's doing it with us. So, look beyond simple acquaintances. Have a look around at your family, at your friends, at your people here. Have a look around at them. These are people carrying the anointing that can actually be a part of changing your life. John Holler changed my life. Kenneth Copeland changed my life. There were other people along the way, but with those people, they had the capability of launching me because of what they're carrying. Yeah. Men and women of God carry something, particularly the prophet types, that will help launch you into your destiny. You need to understand that and get real about it. This is not a baby church. It's just not. You have to come on and pick up what needs to be picked up on in the spirit, because we have been appointed to be right in the middle of the return of Jesus at this great awakening. And so we have to do it. So praise the Lord. You're not just picked out of a pile. So the Word himself, with all his power, all his creative abilities, would manifest as a man on the earth. Think about that. He took off all his royal robes. He took off his divinity. He came down. He came down as a human baby. That's amazing right there. He left all of his royalness, all of his stuff. That's one way of becoming poor so that we might be rich. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then he did it on the cross, of course. But he came so that he could be a legal man on the earth. He had to be legal on the earth. And he had no reputation when he began. He was just a baby born in that manger. But he showed us what was absolutely possible for men and women who are filled with the Spirit. He absolutely showed us what we could do. We can, being filled with God, we are completely able to see miracles, to have miracles, to do miracles, for God to use us to heal people, for God to use us to launch people and help people, for God to use us to bring forth the glory of God in this place. We can bring forth the glory. Amen. But it's not going to be done if you're a spectator. You have to get in the plan. And you may look right now like, I can tell right now who's a spectator and who isn't. It's real easy. Real easy. Believe me. You should stand up here and watch what I'm watching out here. But those of you, some of you are like, yeah. That's it. Being content. But listening and watching and amening, pulling on the anointing, yes. Being a part of this service.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
You're a part of it.
Absolutely.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what we need. That's what was going to, and to worship God, to bring in the glory of God. So God, he has showed us everything that is possible. We can do so many things. Church, you're going to win. You're going to succeed. You're going to have good relationships. Your business is going to work. You're going to flow. There's no reason why you can't be a multimillionaire.
That's right.
Well, I don't know about that. Well, see, you're not, just not thinking big enough.
Yeah.
Like, well, God doesn't want me to have that. Well, you haven't read the Bible. God needs you to be that so you can be a blessing. He's not doing it so that you will actually just... You know, so that you will just have everything you want. He's doing it so that you can better the kingdom.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And have everything you want too.
Amen, amen, amen.
See, somebody, it was Hector at our meeting the other night, he said he's believing God for a boat. Now, religious people might say, he doesn't need a boat. A boat can be great ministry.
Absolutely.
Especially to all of us that want to ride in it.
Yeah.
Not to mention Hector's a fisherman, and that's where when he spends time with God while he's fishing. So, you know, yeah, but he could be giving that money to the kingdom. Now, wait a minute. You don't know his giving record.
Yeah.
How dare you get into that? Well, I just think that everybody needs to... No, you don't know.
That's right.
This is where the plan of God is for you to mind your own business. Don't get all judgy on people. Well, I think that money could have been better spent. Now, wait a minute. If you gave money to God, it's His money. He knows what He wants to do with it. You better stay out of that. I'm telling you right now.
Amen to that.
Now, I could tell you here at the church, if you designate something, you never designate your tithe. But if you did designate something, we'll put it in that fund because we do that.
Absolutely.
We absolutely do that. Yeah. But we do what God shows us to do. Mm-hmm. Amen. You should see the list of the ministries that we give to. Mm. You would love it. God is good. And we do a lot of other things too. We do projects. Praise the Lord. All right. So anyway, Hector, the boat is yours. You have that boat. Pick out the one you want. Okay. I'm just about to finish and I'm real early. I'm doing way better than 40 minutes. So I'll tell you the Kelly and John boat story again, because you always tell Christmas stories over and over. So Kelly and John wanted a boat. So they went to see Kenneth, and they said, Dad, we want a boat. He says, well, you'll have to decide what kind of boat you want. And they said, well, we want a boat to get out so that you won't answer the phone and we can be with you. He says, okay, but you still need to know. They said, well, we want to fish because we know you like to fish, but we really want to ski. And so he said, well, I'm not going to help you with the project. You put your faith out there. So Kelly and John, they cut out pictures and put the boat on the refrigerator. And they had to put two boats, was it? They put two pictures because they couldn't figure out how to do it in one. So they would go by the refrigerator, which everybody goes by frequently, and they would slap that thing and say, thank you, Jesus, for our boat. Turns out, partners start showing up. Two boats came in, a fishing boat and a ski boat. Those kids were about 7 and 5 or something.
Yes, they were.
They believed God for those boats, and then they were able to take their family out and take a break on those boats. Yeah.
And one of those boats, God spoke to the giver that very day that they made their declaration and put it up there. God spoke
the very day.
And said, give them that boat.
There you go. Now see, thank you for that, because that's exactly what happened to the wise men.
Yeah.
The very day Mary said, be it done unto me according to thy word, the wise men rose up and packed up their camels.
Yeah.
That very day. So I'm telling you, be it done unto you. Do God's plan.
Yes.
Listen, you could make a plan and it might be good, or you could do His plan and it will be great. So, but provision will rise up the moment you begin to take on the plan. Provision will rise up. When you say yes to God about anything, provision rises up.
Yes.
Well, I don't believe that. It didn't happen to me. You need to work on your believer.
Yes.
It will happen. It does happen. It's happened to me over and over and over. We're going to do that. And here it comes. Here come a windfall. A windfall's coming right now. I'm telling you, we're going to have a windfall any day of finances. Take care of all the things we need to take care of. Praise the Lord. The Christmas story reveals how the supernatural can break through and invade this realm.
Amen.
And it's all about a plan. And now it's your turn. Play your part and watch your dreams be birthed. I don't know how to do it. Just start listening. Start listening. You'll hear it. You'll know. You'll get we call it an unction. Actually, Apostle John called it an unction. You'll start going, I believe this is the leading. Most people who end up here came by that kind of leading, as if they were just looking for a church. They, because they have to grow, but most people do that. They followed that unction. And it led them to a place where they can get what they need to be in the plan.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we love you and we praise you today. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you that we are preparing right now for the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
We thank you that this time he won't be a lamb. He'll come back as the Lion of Judah. And we thank you that we will have good tidings of great joy as he does absolutely break through the sky and take us to be with him. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. But Father, while we're here, we thank you for the equipping of the saints. We thank you that we will become so aware of your presence, that we will be so respectful of the word, that we will be respectful of those around us. I thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Lord. I praise you. I praise you for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when we're in these times and we have a service like this, what we want baby Christians to begin to understand is we're not trying to be rulish. We're like, you need to be still and pay attention. We're not trying to put a bunch of rules on people. Here's the idea. If you're a distraction, you could cause someone else to miss the very reason they came here. So if you're wiggling around and doing all your stuff all the time and talking to each other, then you're distracting people around you. And I would not like for you to face Jesus and say, well, you distracted everybody in the church. So that's why we ask for your attention while we're bringing the word, because we lock in together. And things begin to happen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for our audience, internet audience today. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing that removes burdens, destroys yokes. We thank you, Lord, for a good Christmas. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Thank you, Jesus. Well, is that good today? Did y'all like that okay? You're in the plan. You're in the plan. Thank you, Jesus, for the plan. God is good. Oh, what a planner. Oh, what a plan. He knew exactly what he was going to do. He knows exactly what he wants to do with you. But it will take your cooperation to do it. Excuse me. God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Father, thank you for giving your people gifts. Thank you for, from now until the time we come into the new year, I'm believing that every person will get a prophetic word. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah, okay. I just heard him say, yes, divine assignments. Divine assignments are being released in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. The spirit of the overcomer will come upon the people of Victory Church, and they'll overcome every obstacle quickly in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. You receive that? Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're coming back tonight for a party. And how many of y'all are bringing something? How many of y'all? Okay, good. Then all of y'all can eat. Praise the Lord. Danny said. Praise God. So we'll have the food already in the back. And are we singing one song? We're going to sing one song, and then we're going to do just this little fun thing, and then the kids are going to perform. Nina, are you ready with what they're going to do? Praise the Lord. Okay, it's going to be good. You know, you always enjoy the kids. There's just no telling. It's just good. So, and then we're just going to party tonight and eat together. And then on Wednesday night, we're going to do our traditional word that we always do, how to birth your baby dream. And so y'all are always like, yeah, do that. So we're going to do it. We may do an expanded version of that maybe. But it's always good to go over how to flow, how to process through that. Hearing and hearing. Amen. And then next Sunday will be Christmas Eve. We're going to be here at 10 o'clock. And we're going to leave at 10:40 in the name of Jesus. Now, this is what we're going to receive communion. So you're going to receive communion. You'll get your stuff on the way in. Art, hearing me? We're going to give them the communion on the way in. You'll be holding it. And right about 15 minutes or so into the service, probably maybe 20 minutes, we'll receive communion. We'll leave and go home and be with our families, okay? So that's the plan. And then the church offices will be closed from Christmas Eve till the day after New Year's. No. Yeah, day after New Year's. But we will be here on New Year's Eve, that day and night. That night will not be preaching. That night will strictly be flowing in the Spirit of God. That's what we'll be doing. And so there'll be prophecies, not just from me, but from the those that work with me. And we'll do some praying and we'll flow. And whatever the Lord has for us, we'll probably do something like what we call the circle. And so praise the Lord. All right, let's stand up. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
All the time.
I just heard this in my spirit. Fresh starts.
Fresh starts.
If you know someone who needs a fresh start, tell them to put their faith on it. Amen. To get a fresh start. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
See you tonight.